Psalm 100 is a very short but a lovely psalm that gives us some insight, again, into the way we come before the Lord when we enter into His presence. And you know, when you and I come to Him in prayer, when we come to Him collectively in a church service like this, we're coming into the presence of the Lord. And that's what we have to remember. You're not coming into my, well, you know, you're coming into my presence, I'm coming into yours, but that's not the one that matters. It's His presence that matters. So how do we do that? This psalm gives us some insight. It says in verse 1, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. And again, this goes beyond the Jews. This is a universal call to all mankind. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Come into His presence with singing. Come into His presence with singing. He's actually going to repeat it in just a moment. But notice it says, serve the Lord also with gladness. You know, there's a lot of reasons to serve people. Dictators motivate service by fear. Democracy motivates service through the idea of mutual benefit, you know? But our service to the Lord comes about through gladness. Gladness in His loving kindness, and so forth. Verse 3, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. If anybody ever asks you, why does your church start off with music at the beginning? Because of this psalm. It says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Enter, come in. That's when you're walking through the door. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, all right? And here's the reason why. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations.